97 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cancer. With the election 3 weeks from today, Vice President Harris went to Erie, Pennsylvania to deploy a new tactic, playing recordings of former President Trump calling his opponents the enemy.
The worst people are the enemies from within. The enemy from within.
So you heard his words. You heard his words coming from him. He's talking about the enemy within Pennsylvania.
The former president rallied in a Philadelphia suburb where a couple of medical emergencies in the audience spurred Trump to end a question and answer session early. Rutherford County, North Carolina authorities charged William Jacob Parsons with misdemeanor threatening of Federal Emergency Management Agency workers trying to help the state after two hurricanes. A wave of false claims and conspiracy theories led to harassment of FEMA workers. This is ABC News. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue
with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny and still cool. A high of 52. Mainly clear with a hard freeze likely Tuesday night and 25. Sunny and nice Wednesday and 57. Thursday, sunny, windy and warmer. A high of 66. And Friday, sunny, breezy and warmer yet with a high of 77.
Workers out on the picket lines don't know what the future will hold.
I think they're playing a game. It's a cat and mouse game. Who's going to bite first?
Boeing is not saying when the layoffs will begin, but indicates it could be company-wide. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Talk about the great pumpkin. For a fourth straight year, Minnesota horticulturist Travis Ginger and the heaviest pumpkin at the 51st World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. 2,471 pounds, 8 pounds short of the record he set last year, 6 pounds better than this year's closest competitor. I'm Richard Cancer, ABC News.
Probably tell him that I ain't
like
been
home. What are you? Too embarrassed to do a moan. I can't go to the library. Interesting, yes.
But baby, don't
you? I prefer to do that at home. I used to go with my roommate. We would take on the baby and have you sitting in the car throwing the groceries for like 20 minutes.
Every time you close your eyes and she loves you, see.
I will get that
home. What are you drinking? Are you thinking about?
I'm like Coochwaba. From 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When you're
up in air, on air.
She's the fabulous Barbie. She's the Barbie. What are the remarks that you guys did for my school? It was about the cow for Tom.
Are you thinking about?
When you go to World of Dance, you'll say some more. She's just doing me.
Are you thinking about me?
Every
change my name.
It's time for them to retire. Somebody watch you arm behind them with a bucket.
Do you
now
tell
that's,
you
that's pampering,
go out
if you ask me.
Be somewhere in his damn
way. Local Civic Media radio station.
When you're riding where he's
conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight.
I'm Derek Critz. Here's what Wisconsin means to know. Kamala Harris campaign is making you crazy.
Seven last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability to block and passes.
Here he is, free hands.
Standing on the corner of the business tree. Looking for your face in every crowd I meet. Searching every honky tonk in the
despite missing his field goal Sunday, those tickets placed with your Brady Narderson tonight. Wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in the Rutgers, and ready to play Saturday against Northwestern.
You know, obviously, it'd be a little bit questionable for Mr.
of the week. I think that there was some good news in that it wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe was major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. Like I said, it's early on right now. It's bad news.
Sports, I'm Mike Clement. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed.
Well, I've been searching for you, baby,
locally across the Civic Media Network.
You love will never come my way.
I'm a meteorologist. Why do you say sprinkles coming to an end out there? We'll see plenty of cloud remaining tonight. Frost advisory effect. Temperatures dropped in the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect. Wednesday morning, it's 39 in our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus the Wall Street Journal poll of economist Back Harris's ideas, and Bob Woodward said Trump tried to reinstate himself 6 months after losing the election. Do it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
There ain't no happiness in anything I do. I find myself so lonely when I'm not.
Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are a hunter or an outdoorsman in Wisconsin, we really want your opinion after the 11:30 news. There has been some poaching going on. Makes me pretty cranky. And I would be curious to what you think should happen to these poachers. So if you are a hunter or an outdoorsman in Wisconsin, stick around for 11:33. We're going to watch your opinion about what should happen to these poachers that were recently captured in Wisconsin. Very delighted to have our next guest with us in studio. She is the Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity. Gretchen Jameson is with us. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
We love Versity and what you do, and you perform such a vitally important service, not just for people in Wisconsin, but all around the country. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you in was to talk about, in the aftermath of these two massive storms we had with Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton, and obviously there's a lot of need for blood, we can make a difference.
100.
Every single person listening, if they're able to donate, can make a difference.
100%. And we need you now more than. One of the greatest pieces about first decisions is the local that we have. In our 5 Great Lakes states. However, in times like this, all of us contributing to the nation's blood supply helps across the country. So, Versity serves locally, but also across the nation.
Right.
As a part of, specifically, the Blood Center of America Network. So, our blood does help with other areas and blood centers together. We provide about 50% of the blood in this country for those independent blood centers.
Wow.
And in times of crisis, we come together to help each other. So giving here helps local hospitals close to home, but also helps at national level, which is super depleted in the wake of the hurricanes, right?
Well, it not only disrupts people who might have been regular donors, right? But then you have that many more injuries, you have that many more surgeries, and for every one of those procedures, there is blood involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of those times when people may be more inclined to, I'll give, but the truth is, 75% of us, it's estimated, will need blood at some point in our lives if we live to be the age of 72.
Wow.
So when there's great crisis, we think of it, but it's really necessary all the time. One of our chief medical officers in one of our local states, when we were on the field this summer, went on a radio show like yours and made the comment, today is not a good day to be in the department. And it was shocking.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Maybe a day word?
Yeah. But it made the point that we think about it in these big crisis moments, but it actually could be someone's crisis moment.
Right now.
Any moment, right? Yeah. Of any.
Well, and, we were just speaking earlier before you walked in about making a plan for voting, calling friends, and saying, you know, can we, let's go together, let's drive people. I mean, I know there are blood drives out there, but you don't need a blood drive either. You can just call a friend or two and say, hey, let's this Saturday donate some blood. Three of us will go to platelets, whole blood, whole red, you can donate. And I remember, because my person is a Kenosha, and I was giving, and I do dual red generally. And the gentleman who told me, he sat me down, swinging it, with you makes me feel. Yeah. Once a year, one day short track.
That's mind blowing.
That's an actual truck.
Community, so WRCO-FM 100.9.
The work they do is so important. I know that money doesn't grow on trees for anybody, but so I'm always very happy. Most I take is two sticks. Or I'll take a pack of cookies.
Seems everything I buy
Oreos, and maybe two juices. I stock up.
If that's not enough to encourage people to go donate blood, I don't know what
100%. You know what? We are happy to provide game. This. And not just for you and one or two.
I got a Nikon camera.
I was a part of one last week with a breast cancer diagnosis. But the cancer survivor myself. Donor Center Takeover. You bring your friends and you provide the facility, the snacks. Join them to get blood on say for memory of someone. Let me do something else. Oh, that's Donor Center Takeover. So we're all doing it.
To mark an anniversary. You can do it for, that's a great, great thing.
It's outstanding. Right now we're up for this big tent, blood tent, the biggest blood in history, despite the big tent is trying to do this. And so we actually are doing donor center takeovers for alumni. So if you're a Wisconsin alumni, or me, I think we're a Wisconsin, I'm up for another big tent. I'm going to do my own alumni takeover here at the Waukesha Center. And you can do a takeover with other alumni right now here in football season. Beans. So it's an awesome, awesome drive. If you're just joining us, Gretchen Jameson is our guest. She's the executive vice president, rather, and chief of marketing at Mercy. And we're talking about donating blood to the league in the wake of Hurricane Ian and Hurricane Milton. But as Gretchen has impressed upon us, we always need blood. There is always, always
Andrew in Maine said on the live stream, he said, when I was younger, my dad would donate every good news for clockwork and my first man recognizing gallons of blood donated. My first donation was in high school, Randall Temple team. I remember the first time I did it, I was at St. Mary, like, hey, we're doing a blood drive. And I was like, yeah, and I'm like, because it's just, it doesn't take much. And if you're scared of needles, you'll be fine. You will be fine.
There, your phlebotomists are so smooth. Yeah. They really are.
Don't get an ouch.
No. You really don't.
Christian, I want to talk about the difference
because Greg has said that he donates dual bread. Yes. So let's talk about the different things that folks donate and how those processes work.
So when you donate blood, you can get a red blood, but you
can be a double red, which is what you do, which is an opportunity to kind of double the amount. It's not for everyone. Some folks can't give that rate or that amount, but it's a great way to always. That's what I remember as a kid. Well, they're retired now. They live in St. Louis, Michigan. And Dad now is a double red. When you get mad, think about stay his gift way. That way. And how can you always say based on his profile.
Yeah, I mean, I was giving old blood for years. It was great. And I said, well, do you it's out of my heart. That means. And they explained it. And I was like, sad and you're out tonight like it always are. And really, you're dressed to kill and your lips are red. And misery still looks company. Well, are you as messed up as me? And all alone. And all your friends.
Website's super easy to navigate as well. And you just make appointments directly there. No matter where you are, there's a university center that's being close by. Yeah. Like Andrew and Nate said, thank you, Andrew and Nate, for being one of those that don't know what to do. We're going to continue our conversation with Gretchen Jameson from Diversity. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global.
I should call you up and never take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
This is news from the center, WRC.
Don't you wish your wife had been born again?
No, that dog does not want to be
pet. Heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Come,
life doesn't always give you time
walk,
to change the outcome,
by
but pre-diabetes does.
Where we
with early diagnosis and a few healthy changes,
on Tuesday,
you can reverse
October
pre-diabetes
22nd,
and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes.
Let's
to learn your risk,
Kruska
take
Park
a one-minute test today
Center
at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Enjoy delicious food. Some other brothers, Christie's Sunside Cafe, and TKO Barbecue, along with inspiring guest speakers, live music from the Pink Whiskey Band, and powerful survivor stories. There will even be face painting for the kids. Get your event t-shirts for just $25 with all proceeds supporting the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Devin. Register now by visiting PassagesRC.org for more info. Let's walk together for a cause that matters. Debs Walk, believing every victim. Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscup Park.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Brought to you by the
Medicare annual enrollment period has begun.
By now, you should have received your 2025
annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition
good
has
morning.
Found new
Welcome
life
back
at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks
Bach
and fresh
and
seafood to a large salad bar
and
perfectly
coming
crafted
from our
old-fashioned.
Kickapoo
Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 27 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Blood donation from our LGBTQ plus friends.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
How many donations do I have to make? To get a gallon bin.
I wouldn't say a gallon because you're donating a pint. How many pints are in a gallon? I don't know. I think it's like 4 or 5 pints. Yeah. Someone on the magical live stream.
Well, you're watching that live stream right now to see.
All right. Okay.
We're all right.
There we go.
But it is such an amazing thing to see the donation, whether it's your first time gift or you're getting your 100-gallon bin. There is such a thing, right? Wow. To see that enthusiasm again.
It really is a sign.
Mathematical update. Oh. It's 8 pints in a gallon. So just over your thing. And you said 100 gallons?
There are people with 100 gallons. It's incredible.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of blood.
Gallons by now. We've been donating.
Oh, it's
long as
but you don't feel like it was ever going to stop.
I'll tell you thank you because
it's a blessing to be if you want to go and see everyone.
Donors, I'm not going to lie, that is going up and up every year. As a nonprofit, it's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I walked in. I didn't know this, but I walked in. Here's the water bottle. I'm like,
that you
what? Thank you. Thank you very much. But I also I don't want to be like, hey, go to prison. Just look at the free water.
But I understand the need for those kinds of things. Absolutely. Especially if people have been hesitant for a long time. And again, it really doesn't hurt. These people know what they're doing. They're so lovely and welcoming and grateful. And as you said, Gretchen, we're all Americans. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the same color. So let's all do this for each other as Americans.
Yes, I agree. You're looking at me like I said something wrong. I didn't say anything.
I just had it.
I took three string cheeses. All right. I get it. Calvin asked for beef or came up on that one.
So lucky.
But
you have an event coming up. Yes. We've got about 3 minutes left.
We do. So we are a really exciting project, the Thrive on Faith Initiative and the 5322 Support of Milwaukee. And we are going to have a house cafe tomorrow at our Versity Center,
okay,
which is it's in the old Gables department store. Folks who've been around Milwaukee for a while. And exactly where that is. 4 to 7 p.m. on October 15th. But you can donate blood. Blood typing event with us. Or just explore the space. Meet some of the neighborhood. We've actually made a significant investment in this center in a different way. Not just blood donation and collection, but also community health. So we have a community health navigator.
Oh, that's
part of this
great.
Kind of embedded community. Today. And it's a gorgeous
look at the
space.
Sunshine.
It's so cool how they've renovated this space. Greater Milwaukee Foundation involved jobs
and
for
every
Milwaukee
day
space.
The same.
So 4 to 7,
since
October
18th.
On by. Drive on King. Tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you have questions about donating today, and what the process is like, what you should donate, and you know, the only thing I would think, Gretchen, is that is if you've recently had a cold or been exposed to someone with COVID, that would kind of knock you out for a temporary time.
Yes, and if you're like me, right, a cancer survivor, I can't give for a little bit yet, but I can sure bring my friends. And so there is still always a way to sort of get involved with Versity.
We will include your link in our show notes. Go to Versity, make an appointment. You'll feel glad. You'll be glad today.
The phlebotomists are great. They're always having fun. I just feel like
you create lifelong relationships with the phlebotomist, kind of like with your hairstylist.
Yeah, exactly.
But they do stay with you the entire time. It's not like they hook you up and then they go have lunch.
Correct.
You know, if you are nervous, if you need a little reassurance, your phlebotomist is there with you the entire time to hold your hand and reassure you everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Look at the sunshine.
Gretchen Jamison, the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Versity. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. News is coming up next. When we return, what should happen to these poachers?
Knowing that you're mine.
That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio.
ABC News.
I'm Richard Cancer. With the election 3 weeks from today, Vice President Harris went to Erie, Pennsylvania to deploy a new tactic, playing recordings of former President Trump calling his opponents the enemy.
Don't blink. Just
like the worst that people 6 years old. Enemies from when within. Take a nap. The enemy from within.
So you heard his words. You heard his words coming from him. He's talking about the enemy.
Just not miss your baby.
Former president rallied in a Philadelphia suburb where a couple of medical emergencies in the audience caused charged William Jacob Parsons with misdemeanor threatening of federal emergency management agency workers trying to help the state after two hurricanes, a wave of false claims and conspiracy theories led to harassment of FEMA workers. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
First things first.
Glass runs out of sand.
I'm Derek Fritz.
Rip it all,
Wisconsin started to know. Woman accused of giving birth to God's wonderment. 10 years ago, is trying to get out of a state like this.
Don't blame
her enemies. The wire
just like that. 6 years old, and you take a nap.
Wire was released.
Wake up, and you're 25.
You find the light county woman and three sweethearts. The cruise is going on a
cruise. Don't blame. Just might miss your baby.
Dropped in the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect Wednesday morning. Right now, it's 37.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Machine Institute and the Ad Council.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone? I can't go to the library without a day. Interesting. Yes.
No loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
I prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing. I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Congressman Mark Tokin, Wisconsin's 2nd District. We're going to be talking about what's at stake for you economically in the upcoming election. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Sweet Kelly on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown
Just Sean.
You can always join us. Call or text same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-SICK. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, this Wednesday, the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. So make sure you check your registration status. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. So if you miss the deadline to register online or mail, you can still register in person on the day of the election, but you have to have the proper ID. We would highly encourage you to register before the day of the election.
Yes.
Just, standing in a long line, if the lines are going to be long, we don't want you to get discouraged and then just turn around and go.
Well, and just popped in your ear, buddy. Not only that, everything's going great. Ready to go, you got to register, but carpet's going to
get a flat tire.
Got to call to work. You're sick. Kids sick. There's all sorts of reasons. One of the polls are all legitimate. Register at the time. Vote early if you can. Just one more thing. Just get off your list.
You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
So if you are not registered to vote yet and you've been sitting out the last few elections, maybe you've never voted before, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to step up and be a voter. Join us and be a voter, baby. Everybody who's anybody is a voter. Let's get voting. Also, we're going to have a constitutional amendment on the ballot on November 5th. I will be voting no. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen should vote to only U.S. citizens should vote. To me, this just means that they can narrow the window of who that only is. There's no need for this. Solution in search of a problem. It's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in this country. Vote no. Also, because all of the supporters of this measure, like Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Robin Voss and Brian Schimming, I would think they would be endorsing this. Oh, wait. The last time they endorsed constitutional amendments, they lost. So I think they're thinking, if you just don't say anything, no one will know. No, we know.
Yeah, we know.
We know, so vote no.
And we have to have Tom Miller on to talk about this. The Women Voters has an excellent resource.
I said, sir, is she coming?
We shouldn't be your one-stop shop for all things news and whatnot. We want to be a part of your news diet.
Son, I'm overrated.
Read the information.
Yes.
Make the decision. That's something that you really feel like it's important to vote yes. I'm not going to hold you down and tell you about love. But I think
I just
this amendment starts to put screws to the process of voting. And they've already done that with ID.
Yes.
It wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem that necessitated a law. Problem in search of a solution. No.
Solution in search of a problem.
There it is. Strike that. Reverse it. And when we start with changing every to only, what's the next step?
Right.
And then the step after that. And then the step after that.
Tonight.
So
it's about narrowing who gets to vote.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Narrowing who gets to vote. So I will be voting. Very disturbing article in today's Wisconsin Public Radio. Excuse me. Radio from Danielle Keating. Headline reads, authorities recommend charges in deer poachers. This is very upsetting. I am not a hunter, but my brother-in-law has been a lifelong hunter. I have no problem with hunters. To me, hunters are the conservationists. They're the ones who are out there. They're the ones who understand the need for hunting and for culling herd and all of those things.
Yes.
There are always rare exceptions. The Bon Allac County Sheriff's Office says three 16-year-old boys and one 36-year-old woman from Campbellsport allegedly killed more than 100 deer across across several counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Crimes happen in counties spanning Fond du Lac, northern Washington, and northeastern Dodge counties. They say the suspects drove around at night shining deer, shooting them from the windows of the vehicle, and most of the animals were left to rot.
I just
That's
watch from the sky.
So wrong. That is so wrong.
I don't know.
Investigators say suspects also hit deer in the road. In one instance, they drove around with severely wounded deer, recording videos and taking selfies with the injured animal until it died hours later. The suspects also captured and harassed geese, raccoons, possums, and turtles. What should happen to these people? I mean, they're going to be facing a number of charges, more than a dozen civil and criminal charges against these four people. What should happen to these people? 855-752-4842.
Boy, I should have known it was you.
You got
14 people in the back of this truck.
First of all,
I warn you twice, and now I'm riding you up.
What have I done?
His mouth
is
dead, boy, you haven't
that is a warning sign.
An encouragement from a parent.
Too much fun.
Well, and I'm assuming, we don't know this for certain, but I'm assuming that the 36-year-old woman is the mother of one of his 36-year-old boys. And if they're the one driving them around to make
no matter what they say, I've done.
What should happen to these folks? 855-752-4842. Jesse from Madison has been very patient. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us. What should you listen
to? It was a bright Friday night as I stumbled in. Being in old heart as you sat to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out and low down the bar. I said the long branches open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class, being too lucky,
we're gonna,
far
we're gonna get
too fast.
To
no matter what they say I've done,
stop it,
I ain't never had too much
right
fun.
Now, this should be a thing.
No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run.
Outdoors.
Cause I ain't never had too much fun.
I'm sure it does.
It's always the process, the skill. Getting your allocated amount, then the process of everything, like the deer, all the things, the trope, whether or not they celebrate that hunt, it gets taken away, and it gets, people will see those four individuals who, like, hate hunting, like, oh, well, they're just shooting deer, right? Well, these aren't hunters, these are just four.
They know me by name and my go-to drink. Yeah, I come here every Wednesday. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the door got checked and you're riding.
However close they got caught to when they're doing it,
don't come
walking
in like you want it, you want it. I hate to break it to you, you don't, yeah, you don't. That's so irresponsible. You think you're such a star.
Before
I met you, don't act surprised when you see me. Like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight. Wearing those jeans you like.
This is my bar. We had a question from Matt.
Yeah, this is my bar.
Season has a penalty of a $2,000 fine, 9 months in jail, or both. And as Jesse from Madison said,
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express.
Interviewed about
just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side.
I'm not trying to
be open automatically. Just drive right in.
Where's the NRA?
Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Broker's North Side.
This is irresponsible. This is what they talk about.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them. Competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
They're the ones who, holier than thou, all
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Leaving them injured, taking selfies with them. Boy, there's a Mom of the Year award in there somewhere. Again, I'm assuming that this is the mother of one of the 16-year-olds. I don't know that.
Yeah,
I do not know that.
We'll find out more. There needs to be a stern punishment. And it can't be. You can't have people saying, well, they're kids.
No. Yeah. No. This is beyond that.
There needs to be consequences.
It used to happen when I was growing up.
Me too.
All right. This shouldn't be a thing. And Stop It, Just Stop It edition is on the way. It goes back to something Jesse brought up about the hurricanes and what's going on now in North Carolina. Stay with us. You're listening to Man Bear on here. This is the Civic Media Radio.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. This is Adopt
U.S. Kids Self Worker Fund. This message is sponsored by DocuS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's on Almost Show.
Some group of kids went to East Point where they're using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the internet. Let's go to Joe. Let's see.
One of the things that makes this case great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do,
whenever you want, from anywhere, for free.
The vaccine. The vaccine.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Young
a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In the middle of the night.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She decided the day she walked away from that clinic, her baby might not have a dad, but at least he'll be living. That's love.
When you sacrifice for someone else, and you put them before yourself, and you don't think about what you're giving up.
Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text same number, 855-752-4802. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what you see on Twitter. Before we get to today's message, we were talking about the constitutional amendment that will be on the ballot on November 5th. I will give a no. Once they want to change one word, could essentially open the door for them
to
shrink the definition of
gets to vote.
And I'm very suspicious, largely because I haven't seen anyone from the Republican Party in Wisconsin come out saying how great this is, because that didn't work so well for them last time. Let's make sure it doesn't work out well for them and vote.
Did you see the text we got?
I did, and that's why I brought this up.
Gotcha.
I say this because I know quite a few women whose spouses vote Republican. My friends, sisters, you can go into the voting booth and no one will know how you voted. Our votes are private. We might know that we vote, but we don't know how you vote. So don't feel like you're in a place where you can tell people your plan or what you're going to do. Starting on Friday, and then it's really exploded. Federal emergency response personnel who are operating in Rutherford County, North Carolina, which got cleaned from Hurricane Milton. The employees were directed to move because of concern over armed militia threatening FEMA workers in the area. This according to an email that was sent out to federal agencies helping with hurricane response. They are concerned about armed militias hunting FEMA members, and we can thank Donald Trump for this. We can take this directly to the former president and say, well done, Don, you did this, because he has been lying, not getting misinformation, not getting disinformation. He has been lying since these hurricanes came across and brought such devastation by claiming that these counties counties, Republican counties, aren't getting any help from the federal government. That's a lie.
And she's satisfied.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia. Both federal governors. Biden, administration. In touch with them to before the hurricane to hit. In the face of Donald Trump himself, when he said that no one from the Biden administration was called in. A reporter said it. They've talked to Brian Kemp, Ron DeSantis, confirmed it. Donald Trump's response was, no, he didn't. That's Captain Howdy saying whatever he wants to say, whatever he wants to say. Now we have individuals who are taking it upon themselves to do God only knows what. What all these people workers are doing, trying is to, not to blame. Help people.
Yes. They also, another article in The Guardian. U.S. meteorologist facing death threats as hurricane fears surge. Meteorologists in these affected states are getting death threats
she gets excited,
because they're reporting the weather. There is no machine that controls the weather. That is a lie. There is no.
There's no conspiracy to do anything. There's no machine. There's no method. You can't shoot cannons into the air.
You can't see the clouds.
It's not how it works. And if it works.
Just to lay beside my lady.
There is no.
And she'd be
a Michigan-based meteorologist. I have had a bunch of people saying I created and steered the hurricane. Now there are people saying we control the weather. I have to point out that the hurricane has energy of 10,000 nuclear bombs. We couldn't possibly control that. But it has taken a turn to more violent rhetoric, especially with people saying those who created Hurricane Milton should be killed. Stop it. Just stop it.
If you're listening right now, you know what you're going to do. Please call me.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
It's going to get people hurt. It is preventing aid from getting aid to people who are hurting.
And if you're one day affected too, this could happen to you as well. Try to get your money, try to get your hand, try to get your whatever. And there's a group of people there who are spinning lies. Like this is cruddy science fiction.
And above all, this should, Kelvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't. Knock it off. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it to Greg and me at Jane Says at CivicMedia.us. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. I'll be less cranky tomorrow. News is next, followed by Tom Aldous. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That donkey, donkey, down to the honky tonky. It's gonna get funky, funky.
Wisconsin, and this shouldn't be a thing.
Matt Nair on it. Weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements for official groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCP at 107.7 FM W299 CD.
When they say that it's last,
and always on the Civic Media app.
No, I don't sweat it, y'all. No, y'all.